This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Factor. If you want to eat better this year and are looking for fast, healthy, restaurant-quality meals that are ready to eat and easy on your budget, Factor is the perfect solution. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50. TV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Melissa Manchester, and you lucky people, are listening to TV Confidential.
A four-legged friend, a four-legged friend, he'll never let you down.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that Emmy-nominated writer Shelley Herman will join us later on in this hour. We hope you stay tuned for that. In the meantime, on the line with us right now is Julie Rogers, Pamelia, granddaughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. Julie's book, Your Heroes, My Grandparents, is the first book ever written by a family member of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans that chronicles the lives of the legendary king and queen of Western movies.
Well, Julie mostly gives you a window into growing up as the granddaughter of Roy Rogers and Dale Evans. She also gives you some firsthand insight into Roy and Dale's showbiz career, including the backstory of Happy Trails, Roy's theme song, which Dale wrote, the tragedies that both Roy and Dale overcame early in their life together, the mishap that took place during the taping of Roy and Dale's appearance on the Jonathan Winter Show back in 1968, and how such luminaries as Burt Reynolds, Patrick Swayze, Clint Black, David Carradine, and Harry Morgan all point to Roy Rogers as an influence on their careers. These stories and more, plus a ton of beautiful photographs in Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook, Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. We should also mention the Roy Rogers restaurants, which I forgot until I forgot about those until you reminded me in Your Heroes, My Grandparents. And there are still Roy Rogers restaurants around today.
Yeah, there are. There's about 40, and they're all mostly like east of the Mississippi, kind of, you know, in that direction of the United States. And it's funny because, you know, I took my sons there a few times growing up when we were traveling back there. And, you know, I wanted them to really think it was cool because by that time I thought it was cool. I didn't think it was cool when I was growing up. I just thought, oh, it was just matter of fact. But then when I got older, I started appreciating it more. So I told them and we went and it was kind of matter of fact for them too. And I thought, oh, darn. They're just like I was. But I mean, it's not that they don't think it's, you know, great, but they just don't, they're not enamored with it. And none of us were either. We just grew up that way. That was our normal.
Well, again, that goes back to when you say matter of fact, it was not a big deal because, and that goes back to Roy and Dale. They knew who they were, and they knew the opportunities that show business gave them. I mean, I say gave them lightly because they both worked very hard to achieve what they achieved. But it didn't change. It didn't change who they were, and they never felt entitled, and they never felt they were. I mean, they may have a few more dollars in their bank account, but that didn't make them any different than anybody else.
It It certainly didn't, and they never put themselves up on some kind of pedestal that, you know, they were better than anybody. And, you know, I never knew who was famous and who wasn't that were coming through their doorway at home, because it could be, you know, Clark Gable, or it could be, you know, a friend from their church, or a lady with a pie coming over from the welcome, you know, it could be anybody, and they treated everybody the same. And I loved that about them.
Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook, Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. Let's talk a little bit about Dale. Dale was ahead of her time, for one, because of circumstances. She was a working single mom in before she was 18, at an, during an era when that wasn't expected.
Right. Women stayed at home. They didn't have jobs outside the home, and there weren't a lot of working women that, that had careers. And she was very driven back then. I mean, it was also sad because her, you know, she had eloped and got married when she was 15 and 14, actually, and had my dad at 15. And, you know, so she didn't have a, an easy road to travel anyway. But she was very driven, much like, you know, a feminist, but she wasn't. She was kind of a little bit that way, but she was also really, really wanted to be a mom to my dad, and she couldn't quite get that together in her early years, trying to chase fame and, you know, chase being a mom. I guess, what is that saying? Grandpa used to say you chase two rabbits and they both get away, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I know of what you're speaking, but, and we mentioned... We mentioned how the PR machines worked back in the golden age of Hollywood, and she got caught up in that, in the sense that when she got her break and began to make a mark for herself in Hollywood, your dad was, I think, your dad was like a...
He was in his teens. He was preteens, teens, and it was just not a good thing. They thought that she would not do well with the public, knowing if they knew that she had a son and she wasn't married, because back in the day that was just, you know, not a thing and not accepted. And so they said, no, from now on he's your brother. He's not your son, he's your brother. And because they looked because they were so close in age, really, they did look like it was very plausible that he could have been her younger brother. And so she reluctantly went along with it because this was her first major break. But it really tore at her heart because she knew my dad didn't like it, and he was not critical. He just said, you know, Mom, I know you have to do what you have to do here, but I just am having a hard time grappling with, you know, lying to people and saying I'm your brother. So I'll just kind of stay out of the limelight. When the reporters come around, I'll just make myself scarce. And so they kind of did that for, I don't know, 7-8 years. It was quite a while. And then they finally found out because he had to go in the army and say who his parent was, and then somebody leaked it to the press. But and he always felt really guilty about that later on in life.
Yeah, but as we hinted at before, she happened to emerge at a time when the PR behind the movie studios was, they were very, I mean, Hollywood is always about creating a certain image. But
right.
You share a lot of photos of your mom when she was making her mark as an actress, and she was a looker. And and so, you know, the PR machine says, okay, we can't have a bright, beautiful, you know, starlet like you. We can't have a 15-year-old son in your backstory. So, you know, that was part of what was going on. And she understood it. And fortunately, your dad understood it, but she was never very comfortable with it for reasons you just explained.
Right. Right. So, you know, it all worked out, and my dad was such an amazing person. He had been really mixed up in his life, and he wasn't. I mean, they had a beautiful relationship, him and my grandma and my grandpa, and he never once hinted at any feeling that he had about it other than love for them.
Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook, Britain Publishing and Amazon.com.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
One more item if you want to eat better this year. Our friends at Factor are the perfect solution. They have more than 35 fresh, pre-prepared, chef-crafted, and dietitian-approved meals, including Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, Keto, and Vegan and Veggie that are restaurant quality with such premium ingredients as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus, and which are all ready to heat and ready to eat with no prepping, no cooking, and no cleanup necessary. Check it out yourself by going to factormeals.com/talktv50. Astrid and I recently checked out some of Factor's keto selections, including their roasted tomato and feta cavatappi with broccoli and red peppers, and the garlic and herb roasted mushrooms, while their three bean chili with quinoa is just the right size for lunch. We also enjoyed their chocolate banana smoothies, which is just one of the more than 60 healthy and nutritious add-on options Factor provides that will help you fuel up and feel good all day, while best of all, Factor meals are less expensive than takeout. Head to factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first month's order and 20% off your next month. Factor Meals is celebrating Earth Day all throughout the month of April, so be sure to look for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. Factor Meals is the perfect solution for fast, upscale, ready-to-eat meals. That's factormeals.com/talktv50 and use code TALKTV50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Hi, this is Dee Wallace, and you're listening to TV Confidential, baby.
Here's a fun fact. This is a tease, Julie. Your mom's real name was Frances.
Yes.
Before she married Roy, she married a man named whose last name was Butts, B-U-T-T-S.
Yeah, Dale Butts.
Yes. So for a while, her nickname was Fanny Butts.
Fanny Butts.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, if I want to tell a bad joke, I could understand why she, you know, got divorced from him, but that's not really true. But I think that was a very unfortunate name.
Yes. A very unfortunate name for someone who was career driven.
Yes. That was so funny.
Yeah. There's also a funny story about Dale and Air Biscuits, but you have to read Julie's book in order to find out what we're talking about. Your Heroes, My Grandparents, Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. Julie mentioned that one of the things that she has done Julie taught kindergarten for many, many years, but one of the things she did in between her teaching responsibilities is she was very active with the Golden Boot Awards every year. And so she's had a lot of Julie's had a lot of encounters with celebrities herself. She has a couple of embarrassing stories, but you got to pick up a copy of the book to read those as well.
Yeah. You know, I'm that's how I'm very much like Grandma, where we do embarrassing things, but, you know, ultimately we don't mind talking about it because embarrassing things happen to everybody, right?
It grounds us as people.
Yeah.
It grounds us as people. One of the cool things I learned, and I'm not surprised when I think about it, but Roy loved motorcycles.
Yeah. I know. You don't think of him. You just think of him with Trigger, being a horse guy. But he loved fast cars. He loved motorcycles. He loved, you know, all those toys. Those, you know, like men with their toys. He had toys all the time.
Yeah.
Like the sauna in their bathroom, or the, you know, little gadgets and things. And he had one of those amphibious cars where, mm-hmm. you know, took us for a ride and we were on the beach and then all of a sudden we're in the water, you know, like chitty chitty bang bang, and we're, you know, now it's a boat. And so you never knew what he was going to come up with. And but he always had a motorcycle, even early on, because gas was so expensive, and he would ride his motorcycle to and from work.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my Uncle Jesse laughs and says he used to ride it all the way to Knott's Berry Farm and eat a whole pie for about 15 cents and then ride home.
Yeah.
But, you know, Grandpa was always saying, you know, eat dessert first. He was a big believer in eating dessert first, but he was a big sweet tooth guy. And so he loved his sweets and his desserts.
And one of the ironies behind the Roy Rogers restaurant chain is, by their own admission, Roy and Dale were not exactly culinary geniuses, but...
No, not at all. Neither one of them. I mean, I have horror stories when I was little going to the ranch with Grandma's cooking. But, you know, it didn't deter me. I still had a wonderful upbringing, but neither one of them were good cooks.
Yeah.
And so it was kind of actually ironic that he had a restaurant named after him.
Yes, well, Your story of your grandma's stew evoked memories of some of the concoctions I had when I was a kid. But again, that's one of the many things. If you're a baby boomer, Gen Xer, you grew up in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, there are going to be a lot of moments reading Julie's book where you're going to stop and say, your story, that's my story. I mean, I can relate to that.
Story. Yeah. They were very organic kind of people, very down to earth and very much like other grandparents when they, you know, I mean, it's just that they didn't have a whole lot of time, but they made good use of their time and really bent over backwards to make sure they had time for their family.
Yes. And that's just another example of how the values that Roy and Dale showed on screen and on stage were no different than the values they practiced at home. Your Heroes, My Grandparents, Granddaughter's Love, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook, Britain Publishing, Amazon.com. Couple more questions if I can. We mentioned Dale, your grandmother. She wrote Happy Trails. That was one of many songs that she wrote throughout her career. She wrote 29 books. She not only wrote a version of Happy Trails for you, she wrote a song for you for your wedding, didn't she?
Yes. It was so sweet. She was working on it for a long time and didn't tell me what she was doing. And she wrote a song called Just Julie. And she sang it at our wedding reception. And it just totally took me by surprise, because just the fact that she would think of me and take the time to sit down at the piano and write out not only music, but words, you know, to fit that music or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it just meant so much. And it just was indicative of the kind of relationship I had with her and how close we were. And also the cute little rendition that they had of Happy Trails that was, you know, it was different words. Just for us was very sweet. That was so thoughtful of them, and they didn't have to, you know, they didn't have to do that.
And
I'm sure most of the people at the wedding were there to see them. And yeah,
but
you know, that happens.
Yeah, but and Happy Trails itself is not a long song. There's just a couple of verses to it, but. Like all good writers, and particularly all good songwriters, Dale packed a lot of emotion and a lot of their story in just a few words.
Yes, she did. She did. And that song, the words of that song, really kind of became the crux of, you know, what their life was all about.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, they had some trails are happy ones, others are blue, you know, they're not happy. And that was their life in a nutshell.
And that's just and Happy Trails itself is just one of many ways in which Roy and Dale you know live on. You've got a one page list of 10 fun facts about Happy Trails. You know, just to pick one out, Van Halen used it as to close his show. You know, because like so many people, he grew up with Roy and Dale.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a very recognizable song. Even if you don't know who Roy and Dale are, a lot of times people will know Happy Trails. And it's been used a lot in a lot of different settings and ways, all good, you know. But it really was I don't think she expected it to be as big of a deal as it was, but it's one of the most recognizable Western songs of all time.
Well, that's the artist in her. I mean, you know, she just, I mean, it's something she did, and she put it out there, and once she put it out there, she started working on the next thing, because there was always something percolating in her, just as there's always been stories percolating in you.
That's right. And, you know, even after Grandpa died, he lived a few more years, and she would often say to me, I don't know why I'm still here, because, you know, losing your mate of 60 years is like losing part of your, you know, left side of your body or mm-hmm. something. And she said, I think there's another book in me. And so she spent her last years writing her last book. And I think that really kept her at peace. It helped her work through life, hard times in life.
If there's one takeaway you would like readers or listeners to have from reading about your life with Roy and Dale, Julie, what would that be?
Well, I think I just want them to know that, you know, there were amazing people in the industry in Hollywood back in the day. And I'm not saying there's not amazing people today, but there were quality people, and their life is worth taking a look at, because they really... It really is relevant for today with the way that that's why they were called Brad and Angelina a few times recently, because they had so many kids from so many different cultures. Mm-hmm. And that was before it was really, you know, a thing. And they just had so many personal stories, and they had such a grounded feeling that I just want people to know who they were and the work that they did as well.
Your Heroes, My Grandparents, A Granddaughter's Love by Julie Rogers Pamelia, available hardcover, paperback, and as an ebook through Britain Publishing and Amazon.com. Julie, you're a lot of fun to talk to. If you ever have another book in you, or if you ever want to talk about your grandparents, please visit us again on TV Confidential.
I would love that. That would be great. Thank you for talking to me today.
Shelley Herman will join us when we come back on TV Confidential.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.